Imagine dressing your unborn baby in a multicolored clown costume, then posting the images online and begging the media to comment. I'm certainly no model parent, but this seems cruel and unusual even to me. In other words, K backwards N, you've done it again. I'm John Cadogan from AutoExpert.com.au. New cars cheap, but Australia only. Website, come on. Apparently, we've all just been teleported in our sleep to planet Satire. Kia has developed an Australian-inspired camouflage wrap for the Kia Tasman, the brand's highly anticipated new ute. I would argue that the purpose of camouflage is to help something blend in. And this seems the opposite of that. It's not in camouflage, dude, it's a disguise. They're different things. When I look at that, it just looks to me like the dimethyltryptamine hasn't quite worn off yet. Like, we've all been there. There's no shame. The big question, I suppose, is why? Why send your child off in public for the very first time, dressed as some kind of candidate for the circus? Is it going to be a total shock if they turn out after this trauma ever so slightly Sanyong? Drive.com.au, ute of the year. Go figure. This report is sponsored by NordVPN. Get 4 extra months of Nord for free now, plus a huge discount at nordvpn.com/AEJC. Online security threats and scams are everywhere, but you don't have to be the next victim. That's where NordVPN comes in. Nord does the stuff that you and I don't really understand in the background, hiding your IP address and locking everything down. Go to nordvpn.com/AEJC now. Your exclusive Auto Expert discount is huge right now. Plus, you're going to get 4 extra months completely free. nordvpn.com/AEJC. I'll put a link in the description. Just subscribe, download the app, and connect. One click later, your IP address is shielded and your online traffic is heavily encrypted across as many as 6 of your devices. Nord is the fastest VPN on the planet. It costs only about as much as 1 cup of coffee every month to keep your data, your identity, and your devices secure. Masking your location means you'll also get access to streaming and other services that might be blocked where you live. Plus, you can continue to watch your favorite content when you travel. You might even be able to score some great online travel deals that are unavailable where you live. Go to nordvpn.com/AEJC now. Boost your security and enjoy that huge discount plus those extra 4 months completely free. It's totally risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/AEJC. Link in the description. K backwards N has roughly 12 nauseating months before anyone can buy its freaking ute. So the Tasman prick tease horizon extends roughly to the pot of gold underpinning the rainbow. And the options are paint this void with the broadest possible bullshit brush, or give people actual reasons not to buy a Ranger or a Hilux. Unfortunately, they seem to be running with option number one. Imagine the process for making this ute-sized court jester costume actually happen. The meetings in Seoul, self-important people paid more than you and me put together twice, signing off on the concept and approving the finished product. The pats on the backs, the high fives, the fist bumps, the kimchi and bean paste sandwiches. Dude. Then, of course, comes the real hard work, doesn't it? Concocting, personal opinion, a highly entertaining but fundamentally bullshit narrative to legitimize this kind of conduct. Imagine if they'd simply devoted the time and effort to making someone want to buy a Tasman. I guess the other critical question is, who is responsible for this epic non-camouflage? Like, look me in the eye and tell me it's a smart idea to go outside the wire dressed like that. Developed in collaboration with renowned artist Richard Boyd Dunlop, hailing from Australia and New Zealand, the unique wrap themed around the path never taken underscores the Tasman's adventurous spirit. That's quite the neat trick, isn't it? Hailing from two places. I doubt I could do that. When I sniff that statement, it's quite distinctive. That's people who get paid handsomely to be A-grade bullshitters, letting the boss know that they're worth every cent. According to his Facebook page, Mr. Hyphenated Dunlop owns and operates a gallery in Napier across the Dutch. He comes from Auckland across the Dutch. It seems, I don't know, unequivocal. So, apparently not all that much hailing from Australia, relatively speaking.
You can just go off for days and days and days and not even be seen.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
You really got to go out and adventure it.
Shit, yeah. Adventure it, dude. Approved. He doesn't sound that bilingual, does he? My fourth ex-wife was bilingual. She was awesome, dude. Speaking in tongues like that. I'm in awe. I almost regret trading her in and upgrading, like, occasionally. According to that video, Hyphenator Dunlop has hitchhiked through the Australian outback. And I am sorry to hear that, dude, but at least he made it back alive. So, well ahead of some. On behalf of the nation, I apologise, however, for inflicting endless shitsville upon him, and I sincerely hope his recovery, you know, over in Middle Earth, is a speedy one. It seems to me, on fundamentals, that one is either Shagistani or Shitsvillian. Not both. Like, the history is so clear on this. In the dream time, Prince Rupert the Git commissioned the Marquis of Free Range Pubic Hair, Abel Tasmaniac, to dig a trench in Gondwana land, separating the Shagistanis and the Shitsvillians, and of course fill it with sharks. This was mainly done to prevent the novel cultural practices to the east from proliferating further west. Dude, Auckland was starting to reek of lanolin every Saturday morning, and the young prince had frankly had enough. Abel Tasmaniac was simply his go-to dude for clean-ups in aisles such as this. So, on balance, this seems to me like a fairly weak attempt to sully a proud and successful Shagistani artist by troweling on some entirely fake Shitsvillian pedigree, which, frankly, does nobody any favours. Personal opinion. Influenced by the untamed beauty of Australia's diverse landscapes, the unique graphics visualise a journey of inspiration encountered while driving along the coast and across the outback. The exterior wrap's eye-catching design draws on Hyphenated Dunlop's adventures, hitching rides across Australia. That is quite the masturbatory collection of words, is it not? Well done. Anytime you hear of someone using unique graphics to visualise a metaphorical journey inspired by not just one, but two actual journeys, you know that someone is about to put a great deal more lube on their tab. It's also fascinating to me that they couldn't, or just didn't, find an Australian artist to inflict distinctive non-camouflage graphics on their unborn child. Surely there was one available, dude. That's a matter for backwards N, I suppose, but it does seem a strange choice to me to choose a Kiwi and then seek to paint him halfway Shitsvillian with hail. Hats off, however, to Hyphenator Dunlop. Carpe diem, dude. Those corporate commissions, if they throw a bale of cash at you, it would be impolite not to catch. Corporations have no friggin' concept of money, dude. I do hope he took the standard quote and hopped, skipped, and jumped the decimal point at least three places to the right. They wouldn't have given a crap. As to this alleged business of Shitsville's, quote, diverse landscapes, give me a break, dude. I've driven across Australia twice, from east to west and west to east. The Nullarbor and the Gunbarrel Highway. I've been to the north, south, east and westernmost points, Cape York, Steep Point, Cape Byron, etc. Plus the Gibson, Great Sandy and Simpson deserts, and driven from Darwin to Adelaide three fucking endless times. Everything you need to know about Australian landscape diversity is documented here in Shittownipedia. Bear in mind that this is just volume one. Like, I'm hardly going to lug them all downstairs just for you to take a look, am I? Take Goulburn, for example, which has a World Heritage listed sewage treatment plant, the Supermax prison, a tourist information centre in the form of a giant anatomically correct concrete merino ram with a huge cement scrotum dangling out the back. My kids always loved that. I'm not making any of this up, international dude. It's kind of trippy, but disturbingly real. This is the country we live in. The hidden cultural gem in Goulburn, incidentally. You know how the blue road signs are exclusively reserved for tourist attractions, right? It's commonplace, hidden in plain sight, I suppose. Once you've seen the sewage and the Supermax and the three broken antique EV chargers next to the alcoholics dropping off their last night's glass bottles for recycling, once you've lifted the kiddies up so that they can whack the concrete ram hard on the testes, just keep heading south, dude. There's a tiny blue sign right near the freeway turnoff that says simply abattoir. Only in a place like Australia, and specifically Goulburn, could an abattoir qualify as a tourist attraction. I suspect there's actually quite a few vegans on the local council, and this is part of their sinister agenda. Like, if you're on the fence about eating meat, this is a tourist attraction that really can tip you over the vegan edge, those Machiavellian vegans. If you're from overseas and you've only been told about the endless hotties in bikinis down under, Goulburn's tourist abattoir is the kind of surprise and delight cultural counterpoint that you'll grow to expect out in the regions if you freaking live long enough. I would argue that there are really only three landscapes in Shitsville. Busted ass eucalypt scrub around the edges, busted ass moonscape in the deserts, and busted ass cattle scrub everywhere else in between. That's basically it. As your next Prime Minister, my heart goes out to foreign and domestic tourists who fly with anticipation into Darwin, for example, and then head eagerly west to experience the alleged magic wonderland of Kakadu. Imagine that, right there in the outer suburbs of the Ranger uranium mine. The entire trip across and the park itself is busted-ass cattle scrub. I suppose if you visit for the right 2 weeks every year, you might see a waterfall, like you might. Imagine that, flying all the way here from fucking Norway or something just to see a maybe waterfall. I do so sincerely apologise. Our Tasman pickup truck embodies Kia's commitment to design and innovation, as well as its spirit of adventure. Artist Richard-Dunlop crafted an exclusive camouflage design with the support of the Kia design team that depicts a journey and reflects an essence of adventure that is unique to the Tasman. Have you ever noticed how only senior executives and politicians actually talk like this? I find it easier to accept the existence of statements such as this by imagining the speaker, in this case, the cheese of design for Global Backwards N, Karim Habib, by imagining him bursting out of the washroom with no pants and screaming it into the typing pool through a cheap megaphone. I'm not alleging he ever actually did this, just that I find it more credible if I imagine him doing it. It gets me through the day, dude. Respectfully, however, alleging that there is an essence of adventure unique to the Tasman is unmitigated horseshit. This vehicle is, at best, just another dual cab ute, which, if it's not shit, might steal a few sales from Hilux and Ranger, Xetra, if it's lucky. And which might go into the discount tray next to the Musso and LDV, if it's not. Actual people who buy utes never think in terms of adventure essences and embodiments of innovation, mainly because they don't have easy access to a megaphone, and typically they wear pants. How fucking innovative can a dual cab ute actually be? Court jester costume aside, that is quite innovative, I'll give them that. But not in an entirely good way, personal opinion. These horseshit messages do not engage real people who buy utes, right? This kind of a problem, it just serves to highlight how preposterously out of touch car makers are when it comes to the car buying public. This is merely an echo of their internal corporate wank at best. Like, how long do you suppose it's been since Megaphone Habib actually bought a car? Every car company executive I have ever met suffers from this debilitating form of rapid onset customer blindness. The concept of the path never taken embodies the adventurous spirit of the Kia Tasman, which will inspire customers to embark on journeys filled with discovery and adventure in a vehicle that prioritizes reliability and performance. Indeed, dude, this seems to me to be the path that should never have been taken in life. Typically, when faced with the logical proposition, clown suit, yes or no, the correct answer is very rarely yes. Let us think momentarily, shall we, about the median ute buyer in Australia. I'm thinking 35 plus, probably about, 90% male, maybe higher. Might be university educated, but plenty of tradies and small business owners out there. Their ute is part proud bogan status symbol, part workhorse, part family transport, and or four-wheel drive adventure machine. Oi, wifey, I'll be down at ARB pimping the Hilux. You need anything? That's how we roll. A ute has got to have cred. Whatever that cred is, like power, reliability, toughness, capability off-road, payload, chick magnet, whatever. There's one simple question, right? Does painting it like that serve to enhance the perception of cred to ute buying Muzz or Trev? Does it? Does this hair and makeup suggest serious dual cab contender to Muzz or Trev? Do they look at this and feel their will to resist opening their wallets crumbling? Or are they just laughing out loud following this kind of unexpected turn of events? Mila Jovovich, the hottie who has slain more zombies than any other hottie alive, simply would not be seen driving a ute that looked like that into a horde of malevolent undead. That's in her contract, dude. And neither would Muzz or Trevor, I'd suggest. This is not a criticism of Hyphenated Dunlop's fine artwork. The art is freaking awesome. Not that I'm in any way qualified to assess that. He's even cleverly hidden the roadkill from our coat of arms in it. That's a very classy stay in touch. He's worked his shagastani ass off on this project, clearly, and I'm sure more than simply met the brief. Well done, Hyphenated. I would argue that this fine work should be more appropriately exhibited, perhaps 16 metres wide, 9 metres high, above the entrance to the lysergic acid diethyl amide gallery in the Sydney Opera House. That's where I'd put it. My problem here is not the art, dude. It's the freaking canvas. And it's not a matter of scale, either. Ex-wife number 5, the little sister of ex-wife number 3, she had this whole swimsuit thing, right? And I could see her in a bikini printed like that. And I can't friggin' believe the cost of those things either per square metre. Bikinis, like, hashtag worth every cent. Backwoods End's non-campaign thus far has failed spectacularly to give Mars or Trev or you or me a single reason to consider buying a Tasman. And I know what it feels like to be planning a ute upgrade. I'm hanging on to wife number 6 and trading in my Triton in that whole advent of Tasman timeframe, most probably. One never knows, of course, but that's the plan. I would consider a Tasman if there were even a hint of an objective reason to do so. But there's not, is there? I need my reason, dude, and so do you. Probably more than one, all things considered. When I look at that artwork wrapped around that vehicle as a promotional tool, and this is just a personal opinion, I have one lingering question for senior shot callers at K Backwoods N. Does it come in men's?